And we welcome some special guests in the studio. We have Donita and Rebecca with us from the Carnegie Public Library in Washington. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in. Donita, we'll start with you. Summer programs for the kids is what we're here to talk about today. Boy, you got some awesome stuff planned, don't you?
Yes, we do. The sign-ups will start for our youth reading club this summer on May 22nd through June the 3rd. And we have all ages. We're starting with babies all the way through 12th grade. They can come and sign up and have fun this summer with us.
You know, I'm looking down the list here. I don't know where to start. I mean, there's so many. You kind of have like a different theme party type thing going, don't you?
Yes, we do. This year we have Professor Steve coming back. We have a new one coming called Magic Dawn. He is going to have Legos. Legos are a really popular thing with the children. But lots of fun things scheduled.
And Rebecca, the whole concept behind it is to keep kids in the books throughout the summer, you know, when school's out. But most importantly, tie in some fun stuff with it too, right?
Well, we are excited about the theme this year, which is Build a Better World. So not only does that encourage them to read and to improve their world by reading, but also the activities that we have planned help them to learn to build and to reach out into the community, maybe go out and exercise with a friend, write a thank you note, or draw a picture for somebody in their life. So it encourages them to interact with other people, not just read books.
So explain to me how the summer reading program works. Do parents need to sign up their kids first?
They do. A parent needs to bring them in and sign them up. And like Donita said, between May 22nd and June 3rd, after that, if kids are old enough to come to the library to check out books, they're welcome to come on their own if they've got a card. And we're excited because this year, too, we go all the way down to infants, like Donita said. So we're encouraging parents to read to those little bitty babies because we know that literacy starts at a young age. So we're excited to see it reach down to those newborns even.
And these special programs, when are they held? Different dates, or is there a set day each week that you do them?
There are different dates throughout the month of June. Each child will get a program with all of the programs in it, listed dates and times. But we try to have a program for each group. We have birth through kindergarten ages. We have first through fifth grade. And then we have our teens, 6th through 12th grade. So we try to have programs for each one of those groups.
Got them all covered. And what can you say about our Carnegie Library that hasn't been said? That place is just amazing, isn't it?
It's just amazing. It sure is.
And like Teresa said yesterday, we were standing around talking, and she said, really, our theme of Build a Better World, that's what we do every day mm-hmm. with patrons that come in. We're trying to build a better world by encouraging them and helping them in so many different areas.
There's so many great programs to get involved with at the Carnegie Public Library. You got the adult summer reading series too.
Yes, which I do.
Many adults enjoy that, but the kids programs, so many activities planned. Get the flyer, stop by the Carnegie Public Library. Again, something going on every week throughout the month of June, and fun stuff. The kids are going to love this. Most importantly, it'll keep them in the books, grabbing a good book, because the whole idea is get into a good book and have a lot of fun at the same time. That's what it's all about. The summer reading program, Carnegie Public Library. What else do we need to add this morning, ladies?
Well, if they complete the program, they will be able to receive a free book.
How about that?
And an ice cream party.
For the younger ones, and for the teens, we're going to have a pizza party.
Wow. And it just happens to be National Pizza Party Day today. So we should have planned ahead.
We should have.
Had some pizza for you this morning. If you want to sign up, again, the sign-up starts May 22nd, which is Monday, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Sure is.
And it runs through when again?
June the 3rd.
And you can sign up your youngster by visiting the Carnegie Public Library. Grab one of these flyers. Is there any cost to do this, by
the
way?
No, there is no cost.
None at all.
It's absolutely free.
Yes,
so
it is.
Parents, take advantage. Jump on board the summer reading program at the Carnegie Public Library. Our guests today, Donita and Rebecca. I know, ladies, you put a lot of time into this, as well as all of the volunteers and workers at the library and the sponsors that make it happen, too.
Yes.
We want to thank all of those guys as well.
Yep, absolutely.
It's a true community effort. So dive into a good book. Get the kids involved in the summer reading program at the Carnegie Public Library. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. Best of luck with your series this summer. We appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for having us.
You betcha.